Joining the Red River Farm Network is Bryce Anderson, a DTN meteorologist. Obviously, farmers are going to be looking for those warmer temperatures, especially here where not much planting progress has taken place, specifically like in the Dakotas and Minnesota. So what does some of the forecasts look like after we get past the real cold temperatures?
Well, following the, I would say, the first half of next week, we are going to see a moderation in the temperature pattern. I think it still is going to be on the cool side for the northern third of the plains and the northern quarter of the Midwest, from central South Dakota, south central Minnesota on north. And we'll see temperatures ranging near to below normal and then near to above normal to the south. And obviously that's where the greatest progress has been in planting. So I think it still is going to be a fairly slow restart to field work after we get past this cold snap. I don't think it's going to be completely impossible to get work done, but it is going to take a little while for the ground to warm up and maybe dry out in order to get field work back into gear. So it may be that there's not much that happens all the way through next week over the far northern plains, northern Midwest region.
What about longer term as we move into June? And June also means that the calendar starts to turn to the summer months.
As we go into June, the pattern is looking warmer and drier. So I think that if you think about late planting or a later start to crop emergence, I think that that's going to be fairly favorable. We obviously have a lot of soil moisture to work with, so that is going to, offer decent moisture. We do have some drier areas in the western part of the plains, for example, in North Dakota, west of the Missouri River. The soils are starting to turn abnormally dry. There are parts of the southwestern plains where drought is now in either extreme or I should say severe to extreme drought categories. So it's not just completely favorable when we think about total soil moisture. But we do have, in general, a fairly decent round of soil moisture to take advantage of. But the month of June is looking, like I say, warmer, drier. The summertime is also starting to show more of a normal to above normal temperature trend with precipitation running near normal. I don't think we're going to have a real wet pattern this summer. And at this point, I have to think that, again, looking at the overall crop scene, that it's looking like a favorable summer for crop development.